The Rotary Club of Billericay's Soapbox Derby will return to Billericay on Bank Holiday Monday, May the 6th. A fantastic success for the club in 2016, 2017 and 2018 when there were 10,000 people attending. It's a fantastic and affordable day out for all the family, and here to tell us all about this year's event is Trevor Bond and Mike Sinclair from the Rotary Club of Billericay. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Afternoon, Bob.
Lovely. Thank you for coming in again to tell us. You were here last year and the year before, I think, weren't you? You came in.
Yeah.
So let's start off. For anyone who hasn't been to the Soapbox Derby, tell us what it's all about.
Well, basically, it's about racing and a good fun day.
Yeah.
It started, as you know, 4 years ago, based on the Red Bull TV series, which was so popular,
yeah.
And we came up with the idea. Novelty then, I suppose, but by God, like Topsy, it's grown and grown.
Well, it's a great idea,
and,
isn't it?
And yeah. We just, the crowds that turned up last year was magnificent,
yeah.
And we've had enormous response to do it again, which is why we're doing it again.
Yeah.
And the weather forecast you gave out just now, I hope on Bank Holiday Monday we have wall-to-wall sunshine.
Well, indeed. That definitely helps, doesn't it? But basically, it's a timed soapbox race, isn't it? They start off on a ramp, and they're pushed off the ramp, and they run down the hill from Sun Corner, going down the road, and there's a few obstacles
in
the way.
A few obstacles.
Yeah,
and there's a winning arch which they have to go under, and they're all timed, of course. Yes,
right. Go on.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Basically, well, I say there are three categories. I think I'm right, Mike. Aren't there three
categories,
which is basically students, corporate, and
wacky.
Yeah,
wacky is the popular one.
Yeah, well, it almost is like the wacky races that you used to see on TV.
A lot of the fun, Bob, is seeing the not so much the drivers or the carts, it's the pushers, because then they're nearly always in fancy, outrageous fancy dress.
Absolutely, yeah.
And we've had men in tutus and
the teams will perform a little act on the ramp before the soapbox goes down.
Okay.
and they get marked for their entertainment value as well as their speed.
Fantastic.
And as well as the ingenuity of their carts.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you mentioned some of the weird and wonderful creations you get. Are there any of note for this year that perhaps haven't been there before?
Well, just this morning we got a late entry.
Right.
And it was a very... We send out a question and answer, and they fill it in to let us know what their team is. And I got this email this morning for a late entry from a lady, and saying, look, we don't think it's just for boys only.
Right.
Three quarters of our team are ladies. This is the team, not just the team who put the whole thing together.
Okay.
And they are entering a bath. Now, whether that bath's going to have water in it, we don't know.
Okay. Well, but it'd make it quicker, wouldn't it? It'd be heavier, yeah.
But that's the sort of thing.
A lot of the teams this year as well are being quite cagey about their plans there is an element of surprise. And
yes.
They don't like their ideas to become too much common knowledge before they actually reveal them themselves on the ramp.
A lot of it is about the showmanship of it, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's wonderful.
Absolutely.
And you have people from all walks of life entering. I mean, I think you've even got a certain headmaster taking part, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yes, Mr. Wade. Mr. Michael Wade from Quilter's School. They've been staunch supporters of the Derby since its inception.
And he normally drives it dressed up. Last year, I think it was it last year or the year before, as Superman?
Fabulous.
We have a big involvement of the local schools. There are a number of school entries this year from Quilters Infants and Juniors and South Green Junior School.
Right.
Brightside Junior School.
Okay.
And we've got the
South Green.
South Green, yeah, and the Buttsbury Junior School are helping to promote it, and we've got Shenfield High School have got an entry, and Colchester Grammar School has also got an entry. So we've got a lot of school participation this year.
Yeah, it's really reached out to the community, hasn't it, and got people involved.
I think a lot of that is that it gives them an addition to their normal classroom. It gives them a challenge to build a cart, and what we found is somebody chooses the design, somebody then they build it, and then somebody else paints it.
Right,
and,
fantastic.
So it's very much a combined team effort.
DT, isn't it? Design and technology, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And the parents are very supportive, and on the day, they come in their droves with their children to support the school's entry, and it has a great bonding influence. For the schools.
There you go. But I mean, you can't just turn up with any old soapbox on the day, can you? You have to kind of enter, and your soapbox has to meet certain technical standards, doesn't it? Well, can you give us an example of the kind of thing it's got to have?
Scrutineering.
When someone, a would-be participant, applies, he'll be provided with a detailed list of the rules and regulations and the specifications for their cart, which they mustn't exceed. And we have a scrutineering evening, which is actually next Wednesday, where they all have to bring their soapboxes along to be examined for certain safety elements.
Yeah, like brakes, for example. They've got to be able to stop.
Brakes and steering are the two main ones. And so they all get checked over in advance of the soapbox. And then again, before they run, they're checked over again just to make sure nobody has changed their carts in the interim.
Right, okay. Now, this is an all-day event, isn't it? And you have several sessions of races, I believe, do you? What are they?
Well, it is an all-day. We start first races, probably there'll be a pilot run around about 9:45, something like that. Yeah. And we normally make the presentations at the end of the day about sort of 5 o'clock time.
Right.
And ideally, we try and let the participants have a couple of goes, one in the morning and one in the afternoon.
Right.
That's assuming that their cart holds together for a second run.
Yes.
And, of course, it's not just the soapboxes. You've got other attractions as well, haven't you? Yes. Tell us about them.
Well, last year we had a singer, Mabel Rogers, and she's been good enough to return this year with a slightly longer repertoire. And and additionally, we have for the first time the Helen Arbour Performing Arts School, who'll be dancing. And there'll be a parade, and they'll do a West End spectacular on a theme from one of the shows, and pirates and princesses spectacular as well. So
they're a brand new theatre company. And they're planning 20-minute sets with parades, as Mike says, and performances. Things like Pirates of Penzance, the Lion King, and they promised us a special surprise as well. So we don't know what that is.
Right,
we don't want
that.
To, do we?
No, that's right. Fantastic.
And so where they perform their routine on the track itself, it'll be televised live onto the large screen, onto the field, as are all the soapboxes when they run. Yeah. So that everybody gets a chance to see.
Fantastic. Well, it's a really well-organised event and fun for all the family, as they say. So how do people get hold of tickets for this?
They can buy online from our website, www.billericayrotary.org.
Okay.
Or we have a number of retail outlets in the town, which include...
Well, the shop, news agents in Radford Way, Ashton Charters, the estate agents in High Street, Creatures Great and Small, Fisher Jones and Greenwood, Slip Discs, and
The railway and the Red Lion. Yeah,
right. Two pubs, is it just all
over the place. And you can pay on the day as well,
and
I think, can't you?
You should be able to pay on the day, yes. Yeah. We obviously are limited with our numbers, but I'm sure they'll be able to pay on the day as well. Okay. Might pay a little bit more on the day if they pay in advance, but if they're hedging their bets for the weather, then they have to pay a price.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Now you've got some sponsors on board as well. Would you like to give some of them a mention and tell us who's involved?
Two ticket sponsors this year. We have Billericay Self Storage, who are exactly what it says in the name. Yeah. They're a storage company, and they've been good enough to sponsor the tickets, along with Aspen, the replacement windows company in the town. And between them, they've been very, very generous to us.
Very good, very good. Well done to them. Yeah. Now,
can I just mention one new thing which we're planning this year, and that's an invitation challenge.
Okay.
Whereby a lot of people would like to have a go on a soapbox down the course, but obviously not in a position to build one.
Right.
And so we have the Rotary Club have actually acquired two soapboxes.
Oh, wow.
And on the day there'll be an opportunity for people who are there on the day to for a small amount of money to be able to take the soapbox down the course, and there'll be a special trophy awarded to the fastest time.
Fantastic.
In the invitation challenge.
Fantastic. I'll be in the queue. Yeah, I think I'd like to do that, actually. Yeah. There you go. Now, 100% of all profits raised will go to local and international charities supported by Rotary. So can you give us a run through of some of the charities you'll be supporting at home and abroad?
The international ones include Medicine Sans Frontières, which is Doctors Without Borders.
Yep.
Chiambanda, which is a school in Kenya,
right,
which one of our members is very strongly supportive of and visits there virtually every year.
Great, yeah.
Local ones are
Little Havens Children's Hospice. Yeah.
And the Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance.
Right, yeah, lovely. Yeah. Okay, so
As well as the local schools, Bob, as well. Always get some benefit from it.
Brilliant, brilliant. So how much did you raise last year, do you think?
Last year we raised over £30,000.
Wow.
Over £30,000.
That's incredible.
Last year.
That is incredible.
It's been over 90,000 in total
since you started, in the three years. Wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think we need to give a big shout out to all of your volunteers who work so hard each year to make the Soapbox Derby a great success. Can you give us an idea of some of the work they get involved in on the day? Sort of things have to happen?
Well, you can imagine, Bob, that where we have the road closed from early in the morning till late at night, and all of our event has to be assembled on the day and taken down as though it was never there in the first place.
So they start about 3 o'clock in the morning.
So, certainly will be full steam at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
They'll be putting out the crowd control barriers, assembling the track along the road with the ramp has to be assembled on site. The inflatable barriers have to be put in place and inflated, and we've got there's 300 meters on either side of the road. The banners have to be erected.
Yeah.
All the concessions arrive on the field, and the along with the soap boxes, so they all have to be assembled. It's like a real beehive.
Yeah, yeah.
And there'll be another this year again, the large screen on the field.
Of course, yeah.
So those that can't get to the track or want to just sit and watch while having their picnic can see it all on the large screen.
Yeah. So a huge amount of work then, but it's so worthwhile, isn't it? It's a great event, and you're doing great things raising money for charity.
Thanks.
And I saw your news flash yesterday. You've got some news where the Soapbox Derby is going to be seen a little bit further afield by the look of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what it is that... CBBC have a programme called All Over the Place, and they are coming this year to film and possibly take part, I'm told. We're not sure for sure about that.
Fantastic.
And anybody who's there on the day might well be caught on camera and find some TV fame.
On CBBC.
And this is a CBBC programme called All Over the Place.
Fantastic.
So if anyone doesn't want to be on the TV, then they should make themselves known to the organisers or a member of the production team on the day. Otherwise, there's a good chance that they may be there on national TV.
Wonderful. Well, this event is just getting bigger and bigger, and with TV coverage as well, you're going to have people coming from all over the country to this.
Because
as far as I'm aware, is there a similar event anywhere in England? Or?
Well, there are a few lookalike ones.
Okay.
Right. Not as far as we know. Well, not at this stage within Rotary itself.
Right.
But, we're very proud of it. And,
absolutely.
It's brought a lot of kudos to the club, but it's also given an awful lot to the community, which is what it's all about, of course. And that's why we get so much support from the other service clubs, Lions and the Round Table and the Mayflower Rotary Club. Everybody is so brilliant on the day.
Good for them, and congratulations to everyone involved. Well, Trevor and Mike, thank you for telling us all about it today. I hope you do get some fine weather for Bank Holiday Monday.
Thanks, Bob.
The Soapbox Derby is yet another huge success, and well done to you. Brilliant.
Thank you.
That's Trevor Bond and Mike Sinclair from the Rotary Club of Billericay. And if you missed any of that, it'll all be up on the Phoenix FM website later today.